The oratorio is a time-honored way for classical composers to tell a big story. Handel's Messiah, Haydn's Creation. Ted Hearn thinks so too, and 4 years ago he wrote an oratorio called Katrina Ballads, which took on the aftermath of the hurricane. This week his new work, The Source, opened at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. It takes on the story of Chelsea Manning and WikiLeaks. Our Jeff London reports.
It was one of the biggest stories to come out of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars.
In a military courtroom in Fort Meade, Maryland today,
a military judge has now sentenced Army Private Bradley Manning to 35 years in prison.
The harshest punishment ever in the U.S. for leaking to the media.
The intelligence analyst shared hundreds of thousands of documents with the website WikiLeaks.
The day after sentencing, Manning announced that he was a transgendered woman and wished to be known as Chelsea. While the clash of the large public story and the intimate private story might make for a good opera, composer Ted Hearn decided it would work better as an oratorio.
Back to life, back to reality.
So instead of an opera where one story is being told continuously, the oratorio has movements that can relate to each other side to side.
There was a lot to tell.
This piece at its heart, I think, is about the insane amount of information that came out with the leaks of the Iraq and Afghanistan war logs. Hundreds of thousands of documents that were released to the public. How can the public possibly even begin to grapple with it, because there's just so much of it? And I think that by setting some of these words to music, we have an opportunity to look at them in a different light.
One civilian killed in action, August 1st, 2006.
The Source is not only a musical oratorio, there's a multimedia component as well. Director Daniel Fish and videographer Jim Findlay filmed 100 people separately watching the same video of an Apache helicopter attack.
We film each person for about 11 minutes, and we show their responses, projected on 4 screens that surround the audience and the performers.
The singers will be placed in the audience itself, while the musicians play behind a scrim. Ted Hearn's score bridges the world of pop, classical, and hip-hop. There are samples of music and speech, and each singer is close-miked, and their voices are processed using autotune. In essence, they're singing duets with themselves.
Continuing concerns about Iran,
too unpredictable,
and the status of Pakistan-Afghanistan relations, and a plea for better understanding of Pakistan's perspective. Can't trust President
Karzai.
Every word in the libretto for The Source either comes from the classified war logs or, says composer Ted Hearn, a series of internet chats between Manning and a hacker.
She discussed a wide variety of topics, ranging from transparency and government secrecy to personal details. And in these logs, you see a portrait of someone who is grappling with their own identity and who seems to be at loose ends and very alone.
Living such an opaque life. Safe you keep your private key.
The score juxtaposes personal reflections with mundane bureaucratic documents right next to horrific descriptions of carnage.
House. Unknown. Religious sect of victim.
Unknown.
Sect of neighborhood the body was found in.
Unknown.
Victim shows signs of torture.
Music director Nathan Cosey says Hearn presents highly controversial material without making any value judgments.
It doesn't say, aren't we better off for it? It doesn't say, aren't we worse off for it? I appreciate that it focuses on Manning, who is such a complex human that had some really strong convictions about what she did. I feel like it shines a little light on it for a small period of time, and hopefully we'll go think about it more.
And The Source's creators hope audiences will think about it beyond the show's relatively brief run at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.